What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's topic is really special, and it's a topic I am interested in. Let me begin with the story. When I was a kid, I was really mean. 我小的时候真的很坏，不是那种好玩的坏哦，是真的真的很坏。I was so mean that all the teachers in my kindergarten refused to have me in their classes. I transferred between classes over and over again. You think that's bad. Well, it got worse when I entered elementary school. My homeroom teacher would call my mom every week to check how I was doing and how I was behaving. I was so rebellious. Rebellious 的意思就是叛逆的。The thing is, I didn't talk much, and that's why teachers and classmates were terrified by me when I did things to people unannounced. When I turned 10 years old, however, something happened that changed me. My homeroom teacher was pregnant. Because my mom was pregnant once with my sister and I was there for all of it, I knew how hard it was to be pregnant.I couldn't bear causing so much trouble for my teacher and having my teacher lose their baby because of me. 气到流产就完蛋了。So I changed. I started to behave. And my teacher was pleasantly surprised. She called my mom and asked her why I suddenly started to act so differently. My mom, knowing exactly why, told her that it was because of my teacher's pregnancy. My teacher was so touched.I then fell in love with being nice to people. No more tricks. No more glaring. No more trying to dig the eyeball out of someone with my hands. Just polite and calm and nice. I don't even curse. Can you believe it? I am extremely nice. However, I know the dark side is still inside of me. I collect fake weapons in my bedroom and I wear the color black more than anyone should be wearing it.I even like pain. Now, it's kind of like there are two of me, two Ingrids living inside of me. For the longest time, I thought I might have someone locked inside of me, and because of that, I freaked out. Is having two personalities normal? I wondered. Is it serious? Recently, I saw videos about having multiple personalities or identities.Dissociative Identity Disorder, or DID as people call it. In Mandarin, 解离性身份障碍. It's a disorder where people split into different identities. Today's video is an interview with an artist who has 10 different identities. Go check it out. But first, let's practice today's sentence.I hope you're going to understand as well that if you have mental illness, it doesn't necessarily have to be a barrier to anything you want to do. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. I hope you're going to understand as well that if you have mental illness, it doesn't necessarily have to be a barrier to anything you want to do. Okay, let's begin with today's pronunciation tips.首先呢 hope your 要连音 hope 的 PE 要跟 your 的 Y 连在一起 hope your 有没有听到 pure 的感觉 hope your OK 再来 going to 这里的 to 呢要进行一个弱化 going to OK 再来 understand as well understand 的 D 跟 S 的 A 连在一起那 S 的 S 跟 will 的 W 连在一起Understand as well. 再来 that if you. That 的 T 跟 if 的 I, 还有 if 的 F 跟 U 的 Y 可以连在一起 That if you. 那如果呢你觉得一口气不够长没有办法念完整句句子的话你可以选择在 that 跟 if 的中间呢吸一小口气。所以呢就会变成 Understand as well that if you have mental illness, it doesn't blah blah blah.OK, 中间可以休息一下不一定要一口气念完全部的句子。OK, 下一个要注意的地方 necessarily, 这个字还蛮长的它有 necessarily, 它有五个音节。好首先来看 ne, 那这里的 e 是念 e 的音 se, 这里的 e 呢是 e 的音 necessarily, 再来下一个地方 have to 这里一样，这个 to 要弱化变成 have to， 再来 want to 一样 want to。 所以呢这里有，这边有这句话有三个 to 要进行弱化，所以是 going to、 have to 跟 want to。 OK， 这就是今天 pronunciation tips 的部分啦。再来我们来看今天的单字。 The first vocabulary of the day is mental 的意思是精神的、思想的、心理的。 She looked at the view in awe, snapping a mental picture of the place. 她惊叹地看着这个景色，在心里拍了一张照片保存。 In awe 的意思就是惊叹的、惊叹的的意思。那 mental 呢，它也可以是一个俚语，叫做疯癫的、不正常的。After being kidnapped and living in a dungeon for 3 years, the man went mental. 被绑架并被关在地窖里经过了3年后，他发疯了。那 go mental 呢？这个比较常在英国见到。那如果你要换一个方式说的话，可以说 The man developed a mental disorder. The man developed a mental disorder. OK, 那 mental 它的相反词呢，叫做 physical.Physical 的意思是身体的、肉体的、物理的的意思。 Daphne worked as a physical therapist and helped an old man who had been shot in the leg. Daphne 的工作是物理治疗师，她服务的对象为一位小腿中弹的老人。 OK, physical. 再来，那我们来看看 mental 的副词，叫做 mentally 的意思是心理上、精神上的意思。 Sadly, I can't be there at the tournament, but I'll help you be mentally prepared for it. 很可惜我不能亲自到比赛现场，但我的精神与你同在。 OK, 那再来相反呢，就是 physically 肉体的、身体上的。 It's physically impossible for you to swim from here to the shore, so please don't jump. 身体上来说，你不可能从这里游到岸上，所以拜托你不要跳，拜托 don't jump. OK, 再来下一个单字 illness 的意思是身体或精神上的疾病。 I would never have thought that Scott would die from an illness.He was so healthy. 我从来没想过 Scott 会死于疾病，他曾是一个很健康的人。 OK, 那 ill 呢，就是生病的、不舒服的的意思。 Ill. He's been very ill for the past few days. We should all be nice to him when he comes to work later. 他前几天身体都非常不舒服，他今天来上班的时候，大家要对他好一点。那你也可以说He was feeling uncomfortable. 他觉得身体很不舒服。那另一个也是生病的、患病的、不舒服的的单字呢，相信大家很熟悉。Sick. Kristen called in sick today. I'll need somebody to cover the front desk for her. Kristen 今天生病请假，我需要一个人代替她去站前台。那生病的时候你可以说是 sick 或是 ill, 但美国人比较常用 sick, 英国人则常用 ill, 但有一些状况这两个字用法会不一样。 sick 呢，它除了生病，它也可以单纯就是形容想吐的那个感觉，比如说 I feel sick 代表我很想吐。那 sick 也可以用来对人或是东西、事情感到厌烦或是讨厌。I am sick of your nagging. 我受够你的碎碎念了。He makes me sick. 我很讨厌他，我觉得他很讨厌。那 ill 呢，它除了生病，也可以指对东西、对人事物有害，或者是有坏处的意思。I wish her ill. 我希望她倒大霉。那 ill 跟 sick 呢，都可以用来表示太酷了、太炫炮了，实在是太厉害了。所以如果你听到人家说 this is ill 或者是 this is sick 的时候，可能不是在骂人或是批评别人，他的意思可能是 this is awesome, this is so cool。 那一样 this is ill 呢，比较常出现在英国，那 this is sick 美国人比较常说。 OK, 这就是 ill 跟 sick 的差别。 OK, 再来下一个单字 necessarily necessarily. Necessarily 呢，它是副词，它的意思是必定、必然的、必要的。You don't necessarily have to wear green on St. Patrick's Day here. Just be aware that somebody might pinch you when they see you. 在这里，你不一定要在圣派翠克节时穿绿色的，只要注意别人看到你可能会捏你就好。OK， 那 necessarily 它的原型呢是 necessary。necessary 的意思是必须的，不可或缺的。Yeast is a necessary ingredient in this bread recipe. Without it, the bread won't rise properly. 酵母是这面包的必要材料，没有它，面包就不会成功发酵。Yeast, Y-E-A-S-T, 就是酵母的意思，酵母。Okay, the last vocabulary of the day is barrier. Barrier. Barrier 的意思是屏障、障碍物。阻碍或是隔阂的意思。My shyness is the barrier between me and everyone else. I can't talk to others normally without stumbling over my words. 害羞是我和其他人的屏障，我没有办法不支支吾吾的跟大家说话。OK， 这是 true story。OK， 我没有办法不支支吾吾的跟别人讲话。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I know it's Friday, but make sure to practice and leave a recording and a comment below. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.